Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Yadal. The Mechaber says, to anything that's derech malbush means as a tzura of a malbush, of a beged, even the person is only wearing it to save himself from getting dirty, he's allowed to go out wearing it on Shabbos. And therefore the Moshe says, one's allowed to wear an extra beged, an extra coat on Shabbos outside, even if he's only wearing it as a raincoat to avoid getting wet from the rain, you know, he's already wearing the regular jacket or coat that he wears, this extra layer is just to protect him from getting wet or dirty from the rain. Still, he's allowed to wear it outside and surround him on Shabbos because it's the tzura of a malbush. It has the look and the feel of a malbush, of a beged. Similarly, the Moshe says he can wear a koiva roisha. Mishbur explains means an additional hat. Besides the regular hat that he's wearing, he can have an additional hat that's made out of material that one would not usually use for a hat. But since it has a tzura of a malbush, has a tzura of a levush, of a hat, therefore he can wear it outside on Shabbos. However, the Moshe says, a woman cannot put a beged atzifa on top of her kerchief or a tichel, put an extra beged because of the rain, that's not derech malbush. And Mr. Burr explains, we're talking about something that is not put on derech malbush, just lays a piece of material, a piece of like linen or something like that, over her tzif, over her kerchief, over her tichel, so that is a problem of carrying on Shabbos because of the tzur of a malbush. Mr. Burr says that if she wraps it partially around her body, also has a tzur of a malbush, it's derech malbush, then it would be mutter, even if it's a low quality piece of material. If it has a tzur of a malbush, a mutter, even for a rich person who, if it wouldn't be for the rain, they would never go outside wearing this, since a poor person would wear this as a beged, as a malbush, therefore it's considered a beged and a malbush, even for a rich person, it would be allowed. So the klal over here is basically that has the tzura of a malbush, then it can be worn outside on Shabbos, even if it's only being worn to avoid getting wet or dirty from the rain and from the elements. Then the Mishnah reminds us that the person is wearing this, that the rain should not mitzar him, to avoid tsar, not just to avoid getting dirty, tinuf, but to avoid tsar, to avoid real pain and suffering, so to speak, something that really bothers him. So then it'll be mutter, even without the tzura of a malbush, as long as it's tied on well, in a way that won't fall off, there shouldn't be chashash, he's going to go outside and it's going to fall off him, he's going to be carrying a dalad amas in Rishas Rabbim. There was an old shiloh that came up before the raincoats, the plastic raincoats that had hoods on them were around. People wore raincoats that didn't have a hood. And on Shabbos, there was a concern that it's raining, their hat will get wet, stuck outside with a Shabbos hat. So there was like a plastic that was made sort of like the shape of a hat when you opened it up that you could wear over your hat. And the question was, does this have derech malbush that one could wear it on Shabbos even though he's only wearing it outside to avoid his hat getting ruined, his hat getting wet? Ramesh was machmer in the other place, Gemer Mekel, but the shiloh was going on. Did this have a status of derech malbush? However, it's the matzah from tzar, it's not derech malbush, it's mutter. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tezvavet Azayin discusses a person who's handicapped, whether partially or fully. In the olden days, they would have something they wore on their foot that would help them walk. Sometimes it was worn to help them walk, sometimes it was just for looks. Somebody had his foot amputated, Chmal Etzlan, they didn't want to appear that they're missing a foot, so they have this type of shoe type of thing they'd put on their foot, look like a shoe, look like a foot. In this way, there would be obvious the handicap. At least it wouldn't be obvious that they're missing a foot. And the general cloud that says in Shulchan Aruch over here is that if it's something that's not actually helping them walk, it's just for looks. So what it really depends on is there a chashash that it's going to be falling off and they're carrying a sarabim, or there's no chashash, there's no way for it to fall off. If there's no way for it to fall off, so then it's fine. Then it's sort of like a malbush, a beggar for this person. If there is a chashash that it's going to fall off, they end up carrying a dalam sarabim, then it'll be aser. And there are some cases that are borderline, in which there are machleksim amongst the poskim, if there's a chashash that one's going to carry, but these things are not. Really, it's dependent on the metzias, on the scenario. We don't have the exact same metzias that they had in those days. We don't have that exact same metzias nowadays anymore either, so we could apply the klal without applying all the pratim. The Ramban of design discusses going out with a minhal shel eitz, a wooden shoe, and the foot goes into it, and there's no chashash that it's going to fall off for these types of handicapped people. And Mr. Brewer says that's actually a machlekes, if it's a wooden shoe, if that's okay or it's not okay. But it's very much dependent on the metzias of the olden days, which is not so applicable nowadays. The other model says a person should not go outside on Shabbos barefoot in a place where it's not the derech to go barefoot. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are more rights in Derech HaMoshe, even a place where it is normal to go barefoot during the week, Shabbos, once you wear shoes. First of all, it's a reminder that it's Shabbos. And also, he brings in the Bach, Altoinig Shabbos, not appropriate to go outside barefoot on Shabbos. And he says in the Nefkamino that the reminder of Shabbos, only on Shabbos, they shouldn't come to a mistake carry. It's not applicable to Yom Tov carrying his mutter. However, if it's Altoinig Shabbos, then it's applicable on Yom Tov as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, and Simon Beis, it's pointed out that Altoinig Shabbos, even during the week, it's not really appropriate to walk out in public barefoot. So, Kavachemer, Shabbos Yom Tov, the appropriate way for one to go outside is with shoes on his feet and not to go outside barefoot.